So today, after what's kind of been going on in our country for the last couple of weeks, what's going on right now, and even the next couple of days, this is kind of what's been laid on my heart, and I'm just going to share that with you today. So today's scripture lesson can be found in Luke chapter 8. Very popular story, starts in verse 22. That's on page 841 in your pew Bible, but if you've got your own Bible, I invite you to turn and open that to Luke 8, verse 22. And I invite you, if you can and are able, to stand in reverence and in honor of the reading of our gospel lesson this morning. Luke 8, starting with verse 22. One day, he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they put out. And while they were sailing, he fell asleep. A windstorm swept down the lake, and the boat was filling with water, and they were in danger. They went to him and woke him up, shouting, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he woke up and rebuked the wind and the raging waves. They ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" They were afraid and amazed, and said to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Join me in prayer, please. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our Lord, our God, our rock, and our Redeemer. Amen. It's a pretty fitting passage for this weekend, isn't it? The disciples find themselves caught in this powerful storm. You know that a lot of the disciples had a fishing background, so they knew how to handle storms. They knew that storms were possible out on the lake. And this one somehow was worse than the others. And there's Jesus napping. Have you ever had a storm in your life? Maybe not like a physical storm, like a hurricane, but something that you didn't really want to have to go through, but you went through it. Emotionally, physically, something that happened. We all have. And sometimes in those moments, if we're not careful, we'll feel like God's not paying attention to us. Like maybe the God that we love is sleeping in the back of the boat. So there's two types of people when it comes to storms. Those that love them, those that hate them. How many of you love storms? Not many of us, right? How many of you hate them? And the rest of you just don't vote. Okay, so we are still in America. So, okay, good. I love storms. I mean, love storms. Only one time can I remember being scared in a storm. I was at a particular university in the middle of our state who had just won two national championships in baseball. And we were at a game, and they kept saying this terrible storm was coming, and it was beautiful at the field. But if you look way back behind us, it was dark and scary. And everybody started freaking out. I'm like, it's not even raining. It's not even dark. And all of a sudden, it was there. And everybody go to your cars, go home, get under shelter. And so we're hiding like in the concession stand with thousands of other people. And this was kind of getting ridiculous. And so my brother-in-law said, "If we're going to go for the car, we better go right now." So we took off to the car, fast as we could. And no more did we get the door shut to that car and a microburst, I don't even know what that is, but a microburst hit the middle of the state where I was. And the car started shaking, and the red light started exploding. The generator, isn't that what you call those things? Transformer, generator is what you use when you're out of power. The what's it called? Transformer exploded, blew fire everywhere. Power lines were swinging everywhere. Cars were being shifted in the parking lot. Signs were getting ripped out of the ground. We even watched the roof come off the side of this building. I thought I was going to die. and I'm trying to video all of it. Move! I'm trying, you know, I got my cell phone out trying to video it. The only time in my life I've been scared of a storm. But in that car, the concern became, should we start praying? That was actually said. One of my sisters said, should we start praying? Well, y'all pray if you want to. I'm videoing this. I'm going to be Facebook famous. That's what storms do, don't they? They just come out of nowhere. And sometimes in our lives, we end up in the middle of this huge storm, confused, heartbroken, and we feel like we're alone. Much like the disciples did. I love this part of the story. Because we see Jesus' humanity. The man's tired. He's been performing miracles. And he's just taking a nap. And the disciples are just losing their mind. Now you know they had to debate for a while. Surely they debated who's going to wake up Jesus, right? I don't like waking up anybody. So you know, you do it. No, you do it. They might have even, you know, who knows. But finally, Master, Master, wake up. We're dying. And you're sleeping. Jesus just does what Jesus does. He calms the storm. And he asks, where is your faith? It's not that the disciples didn't have faith. It's that in that moment, they decided to place their faith in their surroundings, in their circumstances, instead of the sleeping Savior in the back of the boat. And so many times in our lives when these storms come, that's what happens is we take our eyes and our trust and our focus off Christ and we begin to place our trust in people and jobs and material possessions that can all be taken away in an instant. And then we look around for help and it feels like Jesus is sleeping. But like a loving Savior, he calms the storm. Now that part's always bothered me because no matter how bad this storm is, right now there are people that are near and dear to my heart that are being hit by a massive storm. And no matter how many prayers I pray, that storm's not going to stop. I can't make it stop like Jesus made the waves and the wind stop. And too many times I think in our life that's what we expect. We get angry. God, I love you. I go to church. I put money in the offering plate and I'm still experiencing bad things. Stop the storm. And the storm doesn't stop. But I think there's a deeper lesson for us to learn as people who proclaim to be disciples of Christ. The wind and the waves can keep going. The serenity, the calmness, the peace comes when we trust the Savior. We can't stop the storm, but we can find our peace in Him. So I've been paying a lot of attention to this storm this past week and too much attention. I'm kind of obsessive about stuff like this. And y'all know this, but the center of the storm is called the eye of the storm, right? The eye of the hurricane. Some of you know this more than others because you've been inside of the eye of a hurricane. That's the only calm place in the storm. But if you get right outside of that eye, that's where the most dangerous winds are. The highest pressure is in what they call the eye wall. But the eye is perfectly still. One meteorologist even said, if you walked outside during the eye, you could see blue skies, sunshine, or even stars if it was nighttime. And all around you, chaos. The storm's still going on in the middle. That eye, the storm's still going on outside of it, isn't it? The storm didn't cease to exist because you were in the eye. But the reality is Christ is our eye of the storm. The storm may keep going, but he's with us in the middle of the storm. And there's our peace, and there's our calmness. Every single one of us experiences storms. It doesn't matter for the youngest person here to the oldest. Now, they change. what our high schoolers are experiencing, our middle schoolers are experiencing as storms in their lives, difficulties and things that may be going on in their life, is very different than, say, what a grandparent may be experiencing. By the way, Happy Grandparents Day. See what I did there? That was the only part of my notes I've looked at. We all face storms. But we all have the same Savior who can calm the storm. Last 6, 7, 8 months has kind of been a storm for our family in a lot of different ways. Really more than that, go back a year. Hurricane Anna Claire came in and I forgot what it was like not to sleep. You know what I mean? But it's been this storm. And then a lot of people close to me, a lot of y'all went through some tough things, and this song became very important to me, and I started sending it to people. And the title of the song is Eye of the Storm. And it says these words, it says, in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hope and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I see the future and I picture it fading away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. You know, some of the storms in our life we create, then we have to deal with the consequences, and Christ is there in the midst of those. There are times in our life that storms come, and they are result of other people's decisions. And then we get caught up in the middle, and Christ is there in the middle of them. And then there are storms that come out of nowhere for no reason at all, and we don't understand it, and they just happen. And Christ is there in the middle of it. I almost went a whole sermon without a John Wesley story. So here's your John Wesley weekly story. We've talked about this several times in Bible study, but as he's traveling on the boat across the Atlantic, he's with a group of German Moravians. And they run up on this powerful storm, and the boat's going crazy, and he knows they're going to die, and he is terrified. And the Moravians sit there, and they sing songs, and they read scripture, and they're having a good old time. And so he finally asks the leader of their group, "Were you not afraid? Were you not afraid?" And he said, "Well, do you know Jesus Christ?" Well, of course he did. Wesley's an Anglican priest. He's sharing the gospel. He's changing people's lives. And he said, "Of course, I know he's the Savior of the world." And the man said, "I didn't ask you that. I asked you if you knew he saved you." And the point was, if you know that Christ has saved you, if your assurance is in that, then the storms can do what they want to do because we have Christ. Eventually, Wesley would find that assurance. And my prayer and my hope is that through the storms of our lives, that assurance that we have will be so evident to other people, they'll want a little bit of what we've got. And I don't know what's going to happen with this storm that's now coming up through Florida. Or any of the personal storms we all may be struggling with today. But I am sure of one thing. And that's in the eye of the storm, Jesus Christ remains in control. Let's pray.